Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Mother's Day is May 12th. I repeat, Mother's Day is May 12th. Let's not forget it. Our moms are the most important thing on this earth, and Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom so easy. You can shop by price. You can do 25 and under or 100 and under. You can shop all categories, fragrance, handbags, gift lists. You can even get gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And there's stuff for grandma, there's stuff for aunts. There's always top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras. Go to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect Mother's Day gift. And remember, Mother's Day is May 12th. This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Okay. this is an emergency press meeting, press conference. I want to apologize.
Yeah.
On behalf of the Academy, because I manifested something.
What?
So last week I was in Toronto and I couldn't get out of it. I deplaned like 4 times. It's hurricane season. I guess there's thunderstorms somewhere. They say, we're not going to cancel the flight. Just wait all day in the airport.
Yeah.
10 p.m. they cancel it. Next day, my morning. It was just horrible. And I called Des and I go, you know, it's crazy. I've never missed a show because of weather.
Hannah!
And I said that to him on Friday. And he laughs. And I go, fuck, I just jinxed it.
Yep.
Fast forward. We had to reschedule a Chicago show because of scheduling already.
Yep.
And we were like so excited for this like one-nighter in Chicago, one of our favorite cities. Because Gigglers, we understand, you flew to Chicago, some of you drove, you got babysitters.
All of the DMs that were like, it's okay, thank you so much for those, I didn't respond to you. I was trying to get to all of the moms who had hired babysitters, drove in hours, like we're having a night. I like tried to send every single one of them messages apologizing. I'm going to go work at the airport because they don't have enough people working there. I woke up, it was thunderstorming, but I didn't think anything of it. I was like, it's, I literally felt like Miranda Priestly, it's drizzling. It's literally drizzling. I get a text that my flight gets delayed. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
A second later, I get a text that my flight is canceled.
Yeah.
So I start panicking. I call my agent. She's like, just go to the airport and try and get on a flight like from the desk.
Because this is LaGuardia. It has every single airline.
Yes.
Like there's no way we can't get on one of them.
And it's not like I'm going to
a random small city like Oklahoma City, which we love, but it doesn't have air conditioning.
Right. I literally said that in my head. It's not like I'm going to fucking Oklahoma.
No, it's true. Chicago has people going every half an hour.
And it's like in the middle of the country. People are like stopping there. Like it's a big hub. Like
I love how you pretended you knew where Chicago was for a second. You're like, it's in the middle.
Right? It's in the middle.
It is definitely in the middle.
I mean, the top, the top-ish, whatever. I don't know where
It
is. I don't know where it is.
So first of all, I just caught a glance of myself in the camera and I'm stunning
It's
today.
Fashion week and like you are serving.
Gorgeous.
She's wearing a Miu Miu top.
I'm borrowing it. Don't get excited, everyone. Okay, so I get to the airport. I go up to the desk and the lady's like, oh, that flight's not canceled. That was a mistake text message. And I'm like, whew, like, okay.
They're acting like fuckboys. They're treating me like a fuckboy. Like, oh, I canceled, but like not really. Like, if you still want to hang, I'm good. Like, I'm around. You put your makeup on if you want to float.
No, literally. I was like, I got ready. Like, I did my makeup for this.
You're like, do you want me on the plane or not?
I want you to like ask me to come, not just be like... come if you want. They literally were come if you wanting me. It's like, no, I want you to like invite me.
But this is the thing with the planes. Like once something gets canceled, you have to move swiftly.
No.
Everyone's trying to get on the next flight.
I was almost run over.
Yeah.
So I go to the Delta Lounge. I'm enjoying my time. I'm downloading all my shows. I'm eating my snacks. I walk to the gate. Everybody's sitting there. We're literally about to board. It's like five minutes until boarding.
Yeah.
Up on the big screen, canceled. Everyone starts running. I already knew that there were no other Delta flights going to Chicago that day. Mm-hmm. So I run out of the airport, get on the bus, take the bus to the other terminal.
Okay.
There's
the terminals. Oh, God.
There's a, because I'm in a different terminal. There's a JetBlue flight leaving at 2:30. At this point, it's like 1:20. Yeah. I'm like, I can do this. I stand in the JetBlue line. I get up to the counter. I say, there's a JetBlue flight at 2:30. I have a performance tonight. I really need to get on this flight.
I have a performance. I'm a woman of the arts. I'm an artist. I need to express myself
in
a creative way tonight.
Okay? She goes, we don't have a flight going out of LaGuardia at 2:30. I'm holding my phone up with the screenshot of the flight.
Yeah.
That has the JetBlue logo on it.
Yep.
I go, what is this? She goes, that's not our flight. That's an American Airlines flight. I'm looking at the JetBlue logo. Under, in the smallest letters ever, it says operated by American Airlines. Oh, I said, okay, so can you put me on that flight? No, you have to stand in the line for American Airlines.
Yeah.
I stand in line for American Airlines.
And you can't do it online because everything's frozen?
Yeah, I can't do it online. Yeah. I can't book anything online. I'm simultaneously on hold with United in the line that I'm standing in for American.
Also, Craig is calling.
Craig is calling Delta. Your just mom, yelling for no reason.
Your
calling
mom
Delta.
Is calling United. She goes, if I make a lasagna, what could you do for us? I have a sausage and pep is waiting.
What do you want? Just tell me what you want.
Anything. You know, I have some connections back in Sicily.
Put her on the plane.
Part of me was...
Do me and you a favor?
Part of me was going to like go up to a person and be like, look, I need your seat.
Yeah.
What can we work out?
So I'm standing in line for American. I get up to the gate. The lady was so rude to me. I literally had tears in my eyes. Yeah. She was like, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. There's no flights. I can't help you.
You never feel more helpless. Because the thing
and
is
stupid. I was like, am I stupid?
No.
That you can't be at the airport and book your flight with the person at the desk. She was like, you can only book a flight online. I go, then what are you guys doing here?
But then you can't online.
But then I couldn't. She was like, well, then that means there's no seats. And I'm like, can you see on your computer? Mm-hmm. Like, can you put me on standby? Mm-hmm. She was like, no, I can't see
that. They do love... There's two types of customer service people. There's the ones who are like really good at whatever you say, basically explaining why they can't help you.
Yeah.
And then there's the ones who are like, we're going to help you under any capacity. And that's why it's like an art form. I will go to the tears.
Yeah.
I have the tears. I feel the tears coming. I will let the tears go. I'm just a sad baby at that point.
In my head, I came up with like, okay, should I go? What's like a better line? Should I say my sister's getting married and I need to be there? I was like, no, I would have been there the night before. What about the rehearsal dinner? It's a Monday. Like, I can't say that. So then I called a private airline or a private charter. And I said to the guy, can you just like, I need to get on a flight from New York.
You're like, I have $72. And no, I can Venmo you $300, and I have a Metro card. Also, I have a borrowed Miu Miu top.
Cards.
Also, do you want Craig? You can have him. You can rent him.
Literally, this man never made me feel poorer in my life. I was like, I need to get from New York to Chicago ASAP. Can you just give me like a ballpark figure of how much it would cost? I could hear him typing, and he was like, okay, let me see if I have any flights that are leaving, like White Plains, New York to Chicago. And I made like an audible gasp.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, no. And he goes, well, what did you expect? You called a private, like, whatever it's
called.
See,
I don't need the attitude.
I didn't need the attitude. He hung up on me.
But this is the thing. Dealing with these things, like, individually is fine, but it all adds up. And then you start, like, wanting to like really cry.
5 hours at LaGuardia. I was profusely sweating. I had to take my sweatshirt off. I was in a tank top.
No bra.
In the middle of LaGuardia, just being like, what is happening?
You look like the guy in Castaway.
I was like, I live here now.
No, I've done the running where I'm like sweating and crying. And then a giggly will be like, hey, Hannah. And I'm like, hi. And I just keep running. Yeah. So long story short, I guess this happens in the entertainment industry. And during hurricane season, I know someone had to cancel like a show in California.
No, also the craziest part was, yes, it was thunderstorming very badly in New York City. But by the time I got to the airport, they were done. Like the thunderstorms were done. Mm-hmm. Like there was no reason that my flight didn't take off.
I don't understand the whole cancellation part. My thing is like, so you let everyone leave? Like, why can't you just keep delaying it? Does the plane need to be somewhere else?
Right. Or like, if you know you're going to cancel earlier.
So with like, that said,
you sent the text.
We, even though we've done tons of live shows and this has never happened, we are going to try to get to places the night before.
Yeah.
If we don't have...
I already booked my flight. I'm getting to Chicago
tomorrow.
No, I'm literally moving to Chicago until the
It's rebooked
show.
For December. December 3rd. I have a show in Madison the day before, and we're going to figure out something for the Chicago girlies who got fucked over.
Yeah.
We're going to figure out something fun.
Yeah. So something special for them.
We love you. Mistakes will happen by the airlines. Also, if we want to harass LGA, we all...
No, all of them. Delta, American, United, JetBlue can all suck it.
Suck it.
And LaGuardia in general. They had to make that airport so fucking big
crazy.
That I had to literally sprint.
But what's funny... I'm glad you got your steps in. What's funny is when...
No, wait. I did think of that because when I jumped on the bus, I was like, wait, my ass is like a little bit sore. Like, I've really been running today.
When they make a mistake like with gas or like there's something wrong with the engine or something, they are so sorry. They'll be like, you guys are all perfect angels. Here's a hotel coupon. Here's a food coupon. Like, we're so sorry for anything. When it's weather related, they go, you dumbasses, figure it out, you stupid pieces of shit.
Like, nothing we can do. I'm like,
and they're also like, they're so mad. And I'm like, look, everyone's mad. What if we all just like were nice to each other?
And
I don't want to be like Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah. Pace at which they move.
And then when people are in line, like some people don't respect the line, like people just start standing next to you and you're like, you're not gonna cut me.
It was so slow. I was like, am I in the middle of Alabama? Like, this is New York City, fucking go faster.
You have offended so many towns. States. Oh, I called it a town.
That's offensive. You don't even.
Okay, we have so much stuff to talk about.
Something that's speaking to me. Wait, actually, I have a funny story. So the other day, Craig said to me, like, oh, I'm going to a dinner on Tuesday night. And I was like, oh, what's the place called? He was going to like some work dinner. And he was like, oh, Beauty in Essex. And I was like, oh, that's funny. Like, Hannah went there over the weekend. And he started laughing. And I was like, why is that funny? Like, have you ever been there? Like, and he was like, no, I just like, this is weird, but like, I just can't picture Hannah going places. And I go, wait, I like oddly know exactly what you mean. Like, and he goes, like Hannah at a restaurant, just walking into a restaurant, sitting down and ordering. Like, I just don't see.
Because that's how I feel about myself. Whenever anyone asks me to do something, I'm like, that's crazy.
For 10 minutes, we went back and forth, just placing you at different places. I go, imagine her like walking into a laundromat.
No.
Like, I died
a USPS.
No, he was like, I picture her like in her apartment, like on a stage, and like, that's really it.
Or on the LIRR.
I was like, I so get what you're saying.
Well, I love that. Also, Craig and I were side texting through all the weather saga because, like, for some reason, I thought that I thought he could figure it out. I was like, hey, how y'all doing?
Yeah. He loves calling the Delta like Diamond Line and like chumming it up with them.
Well, Des will do that to me too. He'd be like, did you tell them you're Delta Diamond? I'm like, they don't care. They don't even want to make eye contact with me.
The craziest thing was right when my flight got canceled, like the moment I sat there and was like, so what do I do? Like, I need a more adult to tell me what to do.
No, I know.
It was really
What's crazy
stressful.
About the Beauty in Essex thing is I actually didn't make it to Beauty in Essex.
Classic.
Because it was another bad weather plane thing. On Thursday, my childhood best friend.
Yes, Becca.
Becca is coming in and Taylor Strecker wants to watch the U.S. Open. I said, you know what we're going to do? We're all going to get together at Beauty in Essex and then go to a bar and watch it. It's at 8 p.m.
Okay.
And I'm at the airport at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Nothing bad could happen.
Right.
They I deplaned twice, whatever, long story short.
I've never deplaned.
Oh, deplaning is a...
That's got to be a nightmare.
It's like getting gaslit. Like, they're like, we're leaving. No, we're not.
And to do it twice?
We're leaving. You're crazy to think we were going to leave. Get off. Like, they're like, get off, yeah. get off. And yeah. I'm like, you just yelled at us to get on.
Yeah.
So I went from being a Delta Diamond, because I travel so much, to being Southwest C31, which is...
A free for all.
A free.
I'm surprised they even do assigned seats on Southwest.
The Hunger. Well, they. I'd rather them actually not, because there's numbers. You have to talk to people in line and go, "Are you 29?" And they go, "Yes." And you go, "Okay." So you stand behind them. You have to talk to everyone to make your own
to
Hunger Games
plane.
Line. Yes.
No.
And then you get in and you sit wherever. So I obviously had a middle seat, and I barely.
Wait. What do you mean you get in and then you sit wherever?
It's a free for all. So they tell you like a numbers of who goes in by order.
But that doesn't correlate with the seat you're
no,
sitting in.
You can sit wherever you want.
What's going on?
No, you sit wherever you want.
Who came up with that?
No, it's crazy. Also, why do we not board the people in the back first?
Oh God. Anyway, we're not going to solve the crisis that is airports and airlines.
We are in STEM, but we're not like that level of STEM.
Some type of something shady is going on with all the airlines though.
Recently, but this is the thing. I guess thunderstorms, we'd rather them not risk it. Like, I'm glad that we survived today to tell the tale.
Yeah.
Because I heard back then they used to just be like, fuck it, let's see what happens.
Okay, that I don't want.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, then I was in the airport and I was like, look, there's a reason I, like, can't get on this flight.
Yeah.
And, like, for whatever reason, I'm not supposed to travel today.
Yeah.
So,
thank you, St. Anthony.
Yeah.
wait, so how was Fashion Week?
Okay. Actually, I've been having a lot of fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because in my head, I was like, this seems insane. Like,
no, I've actually been having a lot of fun.
More than previous fashion weeks?
Yes.
Why?
Because I feel, well, I feel more like adult.
Okay.
And I feel like I just know what to expect now. Mm-hmm. I only go to, like, things where I know, like, where I'm sitting and, like, if I know people going and whatever. Mm-hmm. So I've actually been having a really fun time, and I've been – my favorite part has honestly been glam and then, like, the pictures before.
Yeah.
And Fashion Week is so quick. Like, I went to a fashion show last night.
Is it a full week?
Yeah, it's, okay. like – I think it started, like, last week.
Okay.
I went to a fashion show last night that was, like, two blocks from my apartment, and I was honestly home in, like, 45 minutes.
So you didn't do any after parties?
I'm not –
Because those scare me.
Yeah, I'm not an after party gal.
Those scare me.
I was invited to one last night with French Montana, and I'm going to tell you, it took a lot to not go.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
It actually did not take a lot. It took nothing.
I thought about it for 2 seconds. I was like,
it's fun to get
nah.
the email. You're like, thank you. But it's funny. Do you find when you're not invited to things, you get annoyed, even though you would never have gone?
Of course. That's just human nature.
I do have to say, M. Rada and Julia Fox, I think, are killing it this fashion week.
I actually haven't seen anything M. Rada's worn.
She's been, like, sending me her outfits. I've been choosing them for her.
Shut up.
I'm just kidding. But I did see M. Rada.
You know what I'm going to be for Halloween, I decided?
Me interviewing Hailey Bieber.
Hailey and Justin, so that you'll hang out with me. I'm going to make
Craig
be Justin,
with
those
sweats.
Big sunglasses.
Wait, that's amazing. That's amazing.
And I'm going to do like the red dress with the B.
That's amazing.
I'll do my hair like this.
Yes, but blonde.
Well, she's like brunette-ish.
Are you going to go a lighter brunette?
Maybe.
I feel
maybe
like
I'll
you have
get
to
a
fully
wig.
Commit. Wait, that would be so good. I'm obsessed with that.
I was going to keep it a secret, but I literally couldn't.
No, you couldn't tell me. Also, while I was walking here today, you wrote something strongly worded at the bottom of your list.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell the gigglers?
I have decided for – this is my final decision.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting a boob job.
How did we get here?
Literally, it took me 2 seconds to look at pictures of myself last night. And I was like –
Wait, you're
like,
saying
– I think gay.
You go, wait, I'm perfect. I thought you were going to say something like, I'm scared or like, I don't. No, she goes, I realize that I'm beyond perfect genetically.
I realize I have actually great boobs.
Whoever made you feel like you didn't?
I don't know. I just went through a phase where I was like, if they were a little bit bigger, yeah, I'd feel better.
I honestly feel like a little bigger is always more annoying.
And it's has been fashion week too. Like I've been seeing, not like the models, because obviously they're like so skinny and tall and everything about them is like thin and perfectly proportioned, but like the fashion-y women, yeah, that like you don't know who they are, but you know that they work in fashion, that, yeah, I've like seen and like seen their outfits. Everyone has like small boobs, mm-hmm, and it does.
Clothes look great. No, you were running around the airport in a thin like tank top.
Craig like can't go out with me in public because he's like, we're just, your areolas are out. And I was like, it's New York City. Figure it out.
I'm so happy that you came to, and also I wouldn't have judged you if you wanted to get it. I would have just felt like, oh, she needs something that like she's not going to get through this. Do you, yeah, know what I mean? Like, honestly, you would have got it, and it would have looked good.
I think I just felt fat. And I was like, what could I do to change my appearance? And I was
let's add more.
Maybe I'll get a boob job.
Let's make it bigger.
Yeah.
Well, I love that you came up to that. I also realized my style for fall.
Do tell.
Apocalyptic alien girl is my vibe.
Okay.
Like,
was there a reason that you got inspired by this?
I just feel like I was very into Y2K, and now I'm like leaning in a little more, but very apocalyptic. I'm seeing metals. I'm seeing like dark greens, dark browns. Like it's like bad times.
You know what you do need to get for the fall that's really in style that like has come back? I don't know when we wore it. Maybe like 2010-ish. Mm-hmm. That are like riding boots. Not the kind of like chunky bottom boots that we were wearing last year. Mm-hmm. And not like a thin riding boot, like a short riding boot, oh, that has like buckles on the bottom.
Okay.
Like it's not like a chunky like bottom.
I could do the apocalypse in that.
I'll send you like pictures.
Also, short nails are back. How do we feel? Also, who decides this?
Yeah, who decided that? Where'd you read that?
I read it because like Nicole Rich, not, yeah, Sophia Ricci, she's Italian, has short nails and everyone's like, they're back.
Wait,
okay. I'm fine. Like I always like my nails short, but when they're long, it makes my nails look longer. I don't think that's going to stick necessarily. I just think like super long nails were never like day to day going to be, yeah, sustainable.
Well, super, super long is like trashy. It is. Like I love... It is.
Super long.
I love Khloe Kardashian, yeah, but like those nails are not like,
those nails are not for someone who like has to like
live a life,
wipe their own butthole. She pays someone to wipe her butthole. Right. Also, you eat one Chipotle burrito and like you smell like a Chipotle burrito,
yeah,
for
and it's just not.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, Their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15.
I am so happy that it's spring. Spring is actually probably my favorite season. Winter is too cold, summer is too much pressure, but spring just, I love doing spring cleaning. I love getting rid of things. I love starting a workout routine. You guys know that I've been trying to work out more and more. So I have the best news ever, and it's that Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm and to tap into your power and build towards your summer. Peloton has classes for everyone. If you only want to do something for 5 minutes, then Peloton has something for you. If you want to try yoga or if you want to do a walking class, then Peloton has it for you. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out. I like that when you do like a few workouts and you know which one's your favorite, they just like automatically give you more exactly like that. I feel like it just keeps your fitness journey fresh for every day. So get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This episode of Giggly Squad is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different things that stress us out, trigger us, and if you're like me, then you keep it all bottled up and then one day you just explode. But let's not do that. Because there's just so many things that the men will do before they go to therapy, but we're women. So let's get into it. If you're looking for an excuse to start therapy, then here it is. BetterHelp is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So if appointments after work are better for you, or maybe in the middle of the day is best for your schedule, you can make it happen with BetterHelp. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GigglySquad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GigglySquad.
What were you going to say about short nails?
No, it wasn't about short nails. I was actually going to switch complete topics.
Do it.
Can we dive right into Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher? Because I've been foaming at the mouth to talk about it with
before
anyone.
I get into it with my hot take, I want to clarify. Did they send those letters before the trial, before there was evidence showing that he was guilty, or did they send those character letters after he was convicted? Because
wow.
I feel like that's
a
important.
Real brain buster.
Because some people are trying. I think it was after.
Yes, I think.
I think character letters are once they're convicted, people do character letters, so when the judge is deciding how much time, they like factor it in.
Yeah. Regardless, they send them in. What are you thinking? What's your initial thought?
I am so disappointed by them. And someone said this incredible thing on TikTok, and of course I can't remember who they are, but I agree wholeheartedly. People can be good fathers. People can be good coworkers and mm-hmm. also be abusers. I'm like gonna right. like I'm like
yeah.
getting goosebumps.
Yeah.
So many women get, trigger warning, assaulted.
Right.
And you don't know any abusers. We all know abusers in our life. We just don't know that side to them because they've
right.
never done it to you. They're everywhere. So you saying he's a good father, Stalin was a good father. Putin's probably a good father. Hitler was probably a good father. And they're killing people. They're killing people out here.
Yeah, Putin.
I'm just saying.
No, two things can be true.
Two things can be true
at the same time.
And if you're getting convicted for rape, tell me he's not a rapist.
Right.
And then we can talk.
And but I'm down for like loyalty of a friend, like backing your friend when they're wrong because that's your friend. I draw the line at rape.
First of all, he's a man.
Right.
So.
Also, he's a
Scientologist.
He's. Okay, yeah, we don't want them to come first, but he's a fucking Scientologist.
So, I don't love that. And now, because you know me and my conspiracy theories, now I'm on TikTok where, because you look so handsome today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Why are you sucking up to him today?
Because when we walked in and there were other bitches here recording a podcast, the first thing I said to him was, you don't have a new favorite, do you? And he looked at me and gave the perfect answer.
Chris
What'd
has
you
our
say?
Back.
I don't remember, to be honest
Chris
with you.
Has our back.
You said who? Like, he said something like,
yeah.
Shoot, what was my train of thought, Chris?
You drew the line at Scientology, I think, something like that.
First of all, there's Scientologists. You're Scientologist.
Yeah.
Scientology just went into your head and deleted your thoughts.
No, literally. Oh, the conspiracy theories. Okay, so you know how Ashton Kutcher has his company, it's called Thorn, I want to say?
And it helps with human trafficking?
Helps with human trafficking. Now people are trying to say that that's like a front of a company, and that's not really what that company does.
What did you think they didn't get?
I don't know. I haven't.
Like a tax front?
I haven't like dove deep enough to like figure it out. Cause also like TikTok people throw out like, the craziest rumors.
Well, people had that rumor about Ashton with the murder.
Okay. Then there was like Ashton being involved with the murder, which is just such a side note. But then also they're bringing up that like Ashton, like Mila was 14 when she did That 70s Show, and they are been seeing all these like clips from back then of like him saying certain things, like when they had to do a makeout scene, like, oh, are you going to use your tongue? And he was 19.
And how he and the other guys like had a bet that he could use his tongue. I know actors, when you kiss, you're not supposed to use tongue. It's like a fake thing.
Yeah.
You fake do it. So like he was basically like crossing the line, and they were laughing about it. They're being stupid kids.
But also, could you imagine
No one's being, protecting a 14-year-old girl in that situation.
Could you imagine being 19 and knowing you had to make out with a 14-year-old guy? Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, you're going to use your tongue. I'd be like, is your mom okay with this?
No,
like,
literally.
That's so fucking gross.
There clearly was a culture. And that group, there's a lot of Scientologists now. Like, looking back, we're like, what was that 70s show? But then there's Topher Grace. Is Topher Grace the one guy that they don't like because he, like, wouldn't fuck with
them? He doesn't fuck with any of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know the details of it, but it's giving, like, didn't like him. And now they're realizing that he was right all along.
I loved that show. Like, one of my favorite shows to, like, put on and, like,
the redhead like is have a Scientologist it in the background. Too.
She is?
Yeah. Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. First of all, they definitely were like reading off something. And they were like pissed during it. They were angry during their speech.
And then also, what about that other like crazy lady that Taryn Manning?
Oh, yeah, Taryn Manning.
Then she did a whole fit. Like, why is she popping up all of a sudden?
Taryn Manning was
like
the one who went on live or went on Insta Story saying that she was licking some woman's husband's butthole 2 months ago.
Disgusting.
If you're into anal play, that's totally cool. It just Taryn Manning didn't have to, like, blast that to the world. But this is the thing. Like, just because someone's famous, just because he's a good dad. Also, are you behind closed doors? Do you really know if he's that good of a dad?
Yeah, how do you know? Because if the daughter's not like Scientologist, then he doesn't see her.
I could see someone being like, do you want to give a character statement about this person you've known forever who you didn't know was a rapist? Clearly you don't know who this person really is.
Right.
So just don't.
Right.
And I'm normally not, you know, I don't take like super hot takes on things I don't know everything about. I've known enough about this. But like Mila Kunis and Ashton, I know that they're like so wealthy. They're everyone's favorite couple. This is not good.
Yeah. I'm like, ugh. A little bit grossed out.
And like, yeah, they're married, but like, it's not great. And Ashton was one of my celebrity crushes.
Yeah.
Then they're looking back at like the punk show and people were like, some of that wasn't that funny.
It wasn't that funny. There were like only like three or four that were really funny. Let's move on to a much happier, lighter couple, Kylie and Timothy Chevrolet.
At the US Open.
Yeah. Just
holding each other.
Loving each other. He was taking pictures of her. They were laughing with each other.
And she's like not dressed up, not glammed up.
Okay.
Which I loved.
That's one thing I do want to say about the Kardashians. Every boyfriend they get, they start to look like them. Yes. It's like one of the weirdest things.
No.
It's like when dogs start to look like their owners. Like they start to look like their boyfriends. Like she's in like a button up and like jeans and just like shopping in New York City. Then she's at the US Open in a t-shirt.
Yeah,
I'm like, what are you doing?
She went to LaGuardia High School. She now studies acting.
Yeah. Wait, I have a funny story about Timothée Chalamet.
She tried to have sex with a peach. What?
One of my girlfriends went to high school with him in New York.
Mm-hmm.
In New York, you can go to like these specialty like high schools, and he went to the
LaGuardia
like acting one or whatever. And
I went to Beacon next door. Shout out Blue Demons.
Was it like a specialty school?
No.
Oh, okay. So just a normal high school. Got it.
It was just public school, but it was like cool. It was cool. But like we weren't fucking like acting nerds.
Right, right. You weren't like the one straight guy in theater. If I ever hear that sentence again, I'll...
He probably got so much more.
Yeah, I can't. Okay, so he used to ask people, this is what this girl said, that after school he would ask people to go to Times Square with him and pretend to run up to him like he was famous and ask him for a picture so that like other people around thought that he was famous. And one time he came up to like my girlfriend and her friends and was like, will you like come to Times Square? And they were like, no, like we're not like doing that. And they were like, why do you want that? And he was like, I want like people to think I'm famous. Like one day I will be.
So he's a manifesting king.
So he's a manifesting king. But also I just thought that like, was like.
But that is like a weird, you have to have some kind of weird obsession to do yeah. that. Also like you're not famous. So who cares if people are faking it?
Right.
That's like the Taylor Swift impersonator walking around with bodyguards and everyone like going to take photos of her. Like you go to sleep at night and you're like, I'm not Taylor Swift.
Is that a thing that's happening?
Oh, yeah. The Taylor Swift impersonator will go outside and everyone will, like, start taking photos being like, Taylor, Taylor, because she really looks like her.
What an identity crisis.
Yeah, you could look on TikTok, Taylor Swift impersonator.
That's her job? Like, she...
Not even her job. She's just, like, getting kicks off of it. And then she'll be like, I don't even think I look like her. And she has, like, red lip, hair just like her.
Wait, I saw an article the other day that it said...
You read an article?
I just read the headline. It said the Elvis impersonator that married Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner is shocked.
Get your 5 minutes of fame, Elvis impersonator.
I was like... Who the fuck would write this article?
Because anyone's clicking anything.
Like, who cares what the fucking impersonator thought?
I have to say about People Magazine articles.
No, that Elvis impersonator literally wrote that article.
We have to discuss, though, the internet is not having them trying to make Sophie Turner look bad.
No.
They said she was a partier, and everyone immediately was like, wrong.
Yeah, not. He said I mean, she is only like 27, and she's British.
Because they're like they're better at drinking and
They're just like they're more like lax and like
yeah, it's not a thing. Like you have a beer,
yeah. Like
relax.
They like go out to lunch, have a beer, and then like don't go back to work. Like they're chilling.
Also, someone was like, this girl got married really young, pregnant really young. He's been on tour for the last, like, 6 years.
She has two kids. She's a multimillionaire. She doesn't need to have a 9-to-5.
She now is starting to film something. Long story short, let's stop dissecting their marriage and trying to make her, like, she's a problem. No one knows what happened.
Somebody tweeted, like, Sophie didn't have the pens, like, stocked. Pens and batteries stocked.
Like, the fact that someone threw out a ring light thing and then we haven't gotten the tea is driving me insane. Like, do you think she was literally just like, yeah, he's jealous because Nick is a better singer?
Wait, were people...
Apparently something happened on a ring light.
Yeah.
Not a ring light.
No, I know what you mean. A ring doorbell.
A doorbell.
Yeah, when you said ring light, I was like, wait, what is she saying?
I've been
video? Like, are people watching it?
No, but everyone's making made up ones being like saying crazy shit like Harry Styles should have like...
Dude, you want to know what it probably was? She was probably out with her girlfriends, came home and was probably like, fuck, like I gotta like see Joe now.
But
if I had a nickel, like, are you kidding?
I know people have gotten divorces because they heard stuff on one of these like technology things, like an Amazon Echo or something.
Oh my God.
Yeah, everyone
wait,
keep
like
an eye
because
out.
Like someone
that like either they said they were cheating, they said they were not happy, they said like technology is out here in these streets.
The other day, me and Craig got into an argument in the front door. Like the door was open. Oh. He was standing outside of it. I was standing inside of it.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Moda Operandi, Ray-Ban, and Good American. I can't wait to shop beauty like Fenty and Ulta. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can really save by stacking cash back on top of deals. And during Big Give Week, the cash back is bigger than ever. It's the time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see a higher cash back rate than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so that you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether it's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters the most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. So no matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. And we're arguing, okay? There's a guy vacuuming the hallway. We don't care. We're arguing back and forth. And I go, I can't wait to watch this on the Ring doorbell. And I shut
the door. You talked him through the Ring doorbell.
And then Craig walks away. And the guy vacuuming goes, do you believe in astrology? And Craig goes, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. And he goes, you two should read what yours is for the day. Because
we were Mercury is in retrograde.
Yeah, it was somewhere. That's for sure.
Also, now that we're talking about celebrities, Charlie Puth trying to make me jealous.
No, it's like
trying a little too hard.
Playing giving, the long game.
It's giving just, like thirsty.
Yeah.
It's was, giving like just say what you want to say. You don't have to like marry someone and post it all over the internet and get Italian food.
That's the only
beautiful,
thing
gorgeous,
gorgeous
brunette. Again.
I'm very happy he ended up with a gorgeous brunette though.
We knew he would. We know his type. Yeah. My DMs were blown up by the gigglers.
Yeah.
Just like checking in, like what's going on. Okay. So glad I didn't marry the older guys in high school I thought were cool, who are now literal DJs.
No.
Who are like potheads still living with their mom. And I thought this one guy was so hot when he was 18.
I saw my really future peaked. Husband not too long ago from like middle school, and I was just like, oh no, what could my life have been? Wish you all the best of luck, sir. I gotta go.
I wish you well.
Yeah, I was just like, oof.
Also, I got a lot of messages about the diarrhea plane. Everyone's going, is this you? To me. I had to put a mass post saying, thank you for checking in. This wasn't me.
You had to put an apology out.
I go, thank you for, but please respect my privacy.
You called
at this time,
your PR.
This wasn't me.
Like, hey guys, just to double down on this, it wasn't
I called
me.
My publicist. I'm like, someone needs to say something because it's gotten out of hand. How long can we stay quiet? The diarrhea on a plane shit is crazy. Do I have diarrhea on every plane? Yes. The fact that the person.
Yeah, what? I don't get. What was the
they
story?
They had explosive diarrhea.
In that the went, bathroom?
No, it was all over. I couldn't click
How,
at the photos.
Though?
I can't click at the photos. It's disgusting.
I don't get the logistics of it.
They must have had to be wearing a skirt with no underwear and were just diarrheaing throughout the whole plane, like, which is crazy.
I don't get why they were walking down the aisle. Sit down. Sit in your seat.
This isn't fashion week like, on the plane. Also,
sit in your
wherever
seat.
You sit, there's a close bathroom to you. You either go to the one in the back or the front.
Yeah.
So why was it all through?
No. It was diabolical.
The fact that they had to turn the plane around.
I stand with whoever that was because fuck those airlines. You know what? I'd like to take a shit on one of them too. Because,
like, that's the only thing that makes sense because also I don't care.
They had had it.
I love that they were like, we'd rather whatever 300 people on this plane ruin all their fucking days. They have stand-up shows at night. We don't care. We're going back because we don't want to clean this plane. That they didn't want to clean it. They just went back and evacuated it.
Went back to like where they originated. If I wonder how far they
if
got.
If I did it, I would clean up my own diarrhea. I feel like I'd be like,
I actually believe that about you.
I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
This was my bad.
You know when you're so embarrassed, you're like, I'm not going to make someone else clean up my diarrhea. I would be like, does anyone have a spray, like a little spray thing?
Yeah.
And then I would take out, I would be like, is there a mop? Does anyone have a mop?
It's like
on
when
board?
You like spill something somewhere at like a, and Rest it's like so embarrassing and like at a grocery store or something, if has something ever like exploded.
You're not
going
to just walk away and be like, someone clean up this shit. You're going to be like, oh my God, you're even going to pretend you're going to clean it. Like at least pretend you're going to stay to clean it.
I'm so sorry.
That's crazy that this person shat themselves. And then was like, let's go back home.
I'm clearly going through something. I'd love to get in my bed.
Or they were like, I needed to diarrhea, so I did it on a plane, and now I'm good, and I'd like to go home.
I wonder how skinny they felt when they woke up the next morning.
Honestly, probably stunning. Walked on Fashion Week. One of the models. Also, I love that they're like protecting this person's identity, but could they tell us what that person ate just so I can avoid that in the future?
Okay, not only are they protecting this person's identity like so hard, I got so many TikToks from that one crazy lady that was like, you're not real, like on the plane for like 2 weeks to the point where I was like, I don't give a fuck about this anymore. Yes. But you're not going to show us
interviews.
The person that took a shit on the plane?
Yeah.
Like,
first of all,
that's what I want to say.
We know aliens are real. We didn't talk about that, by the way.
Oh, she had two cocktails? Give her a break. Like, please. Trying to like come for her life. Like, okay. She yelled at some people.
Yeah.
I don't really know the full story, but like,
do you
I'm
know
sick
about
of
the aliens?
Seeing the TikToks.
Did you hear about the alien stuff?
Like what? That they're like here, coming? We see them? We have them? Yeah.
Do you believe it?
For sure.
Are they hot?
I have a conspiracy.
That Craig's an alien?
No. I would have figured that out. But I have other conspiracies about him. I have a theory that we know aliens and that they're like integrated into our lives and they're like made to look like humans. And then like that's going to be the new AI. And they're going to be like, see, you didn't know that that person was an alien all along. And then like we're just going to eventually live like with aliens and humans. You'll never know.
Oh, you've thought about this.
Yeah. Because then I was like, would I marry an alien?
I love how you go to marry. Like not even like. Text, you're just gonna be like, well, he's gonna want to marry
all or
me.
Nothing.
He's gonna want to marry me. Yeah. So, like, do I want to spend the rest of my life with this alien?
And it's like, could I travel to his planet?
I feel like aliens have good cheekbones. You're like, I'm dealing with Charleston. Could I deal with Mars? Honestly, yes.
I look great in orange.
I look great in orange. I'm crying. Okay. Ooh. Another thing I got a lot of messages about on Instagram this last week was my controversial girl lunch.
Because what the fuck are you doing putting tuna together with cottage cheese, you absolute Scientologist?
There was something else in it too.
A pickle?
Yes.
Okay, the pickle makes more sense to be there with the tuna. The cottage cheese that you were mixing with the tuna juice and then putting it on a spoon and putting it in your mouth, I don't believe that you are not the person from the plane.
So the... This is what I'm going to admit. I am an alien who shat herself after eating my girl dinner on the plane. I think that I'm okay. I'm trying to. That was alien talk. That was the alien came out during
the sentence. You've been on a cottage cheese.
Okay,
kick.
This is my cottage cheese era.
No,
literally. It's my cottage cheese
I've
era.
Never seen someone post cottage cheese more consecutively.
I didn't realize how fucking good cottage cheese is because it's not overly like. Cheddar cheesy.
Please start making those videos. It's like
mustard.
Dirt. Cottage cheese. Yeah.
Cottage cheese. So I think tuna fish is really healthy protein.
Okay.
But tuna fish divides the nation.
I love tuna.
I love tuna.
But I can only eat tuna on a tuna sandwich. Yeah, I can't eat it any
other
way.
See, I can do it raw. I feel like it's healthy. Like,
Are you putting mayo in it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm doing the full shebang. You're doing the full thing. Mayo, mustard. That's all I really need. And then, like, you know how you put cheese with tuna sometimes?
Yeah.
And cottage cheese is just, like, a healthy, high protein. And then a pickle gives it the crisp. And it gives the acidity to mix with the creaminess.
But you're throwing cottage cheese into breakfast foods, too.
Eggs? Like, I love cottage cheese and eggs.
You have no bounds.
No bounds. But also, like, this is a Michelin star cottage cheese restaurant. And I go, I'm feeling a fusion of cottage cheese.
Oh, God.
Also, I wrote, Julia Fox wore a metal thong to Fashion Week. My literal nightmare. That was the one thing, like, diarrhea in a plane, I don't care. Tuna fish, I don't care. A metal thong, I'm out.
That would be the worst.
You couldn't pay me $1 million to walk around New York City in a metal thong for an hour.
That had to hurt. I wonder if she wore a thong underneath it. She had to have. It probably would have rubbed.
No, it seemed like she was, it looked like she was wearing braces on her taint. I just said taint.
Yeah, that was intense.
Is that, are you allowed to say taint?
What is a taint?
Is that like the thing in between your butt and your vagina?
I thought only boys had them. I don't claim one.
Wait, that's the same thing as the, your the thing that you tan? The thing that we're tanning?
Oh, your
perineums. Perineums.
Yeah.
Perineum is a flower. People are so dumb from this podcast. Like, whatever you learned today, you unlearned.
One of my favorite things about Giggly Squad is how many, like, lawyers and doctors and, like, give me another good career. Dentists. Listen to
engineers.
Giggly Squad.
It's actually just for women in STEM.
It is.
People are literally doing a heart surgery right now listening to us try to pronounce perineum.
I feel like because their jobs are so, like, stressful and serious that they're like, let me listen to these two idiots today. So that I can, like, get out of my brain.
Did you hear about the U.S. Open, how the players were complaining that it reeked of weed?
No.
There was apparently a weed smell all over the U.S. Open.
Okay, and that's on me, and and that's my bad. I was nervous.
But I feel like tennis is such a good sport to get high to, because you're just, like, it's that ASMR of, like, hitting. The points make no sense. 15, 30, 40 game, that makes no sense.
I'm going to be honest. I've gone to the U.S. Open for probably, like, 7 years in a row. And every single year I get explained to me the game
they
tennis.
They change it. They change the scoring.
That's so fuckboy. Tennis is a fuckboy. I'm like, actually, I decided no. It's not like that anymore.
Actually, now it's deuce. And then it's like you want a game, but you have to win a set. Oh, you want to set, now you have to win the match. And you're like, okay, yeah. I feel like you're just changing it as we go.
Tennis is a gaslighting
bitch. It's literally like when you play cards with that friend who's too competitive and they're like, oh no, that's not how you win. And you're like, I'll flip this table over right now.
Since this is a sports podcast, did you see the guy from whatever soccer team take out an Uno card when
Wait, I thought that was just, like, did that actually happen?
I think that actually happened, right?
I love that man and I want to marry
him. No, that, like, legit happened.
That's hilarious. Imagine knowing you're going to get called a penalty, so you're, like, waiting for it. Actually,
you have to be funny to, like, premeditate, think, like, no, it would be funny if I did.
I want to know, did the ref laugh? So it was, like, a influencer game or something. Because that would have been hilarious if it was a pro game. Also, characters at Disney are in trouble for twerking in their costumes. I want to apologize for that. That was me.
I think Disney has, like, bigger problems. Have you ever gotten on, like, conspiracy Disney TikTok? It's terrifying.
What?
There's so many, like, creepy things about it. Like, about actual, like, Disney World. Like, all these, like, secret...
Well, it is
kind
of a...
Rooms and shit.
Oh.
And, like, areas that you, like, can't go in.
Oh. But I feel like everyone's afraid to speak about it because, like, everyone... Like, Disney owns everything. So, they're like, do you ever want to work again? And they're like...
I worked for Disney, technically. Isn't that crazy?
When you were an assistant?
Yeah. Because I worked... Disney owns
ABC. You must have been the worst assistant.
No, I was awful. I was so
aesthetically,
bad.
Aesthetically? Amazing. Look the part.
stunning out there. I was typing Barbie.
You're typing.
Like, what are you typing? I was like, literally. Computer's not on. And I'm just typing. I'm answering phones.
I go at 4 o'clock. Hey, what's the calendar? And you go, how do you turn this computer on? And you go, it's 4 p.m.
One time, this is verbatim. Phone rings. Hello? Someone's talking. My boss yells. Who was that? I go, I don't know. She goes, okay, well, so your main job here is to write down who it was, and then you call them back for me. And I was like, okay, got it. Honestly, I should have never kept that job. I kept that job for like 3 years. The only reason I kept that job was because my boss liked me.
Yeah, you guys were like besties.
And I loved her, and we would leave work and not tell anyone and go shopping. We both got fired.
I'm obsessed. Oh, my God. Finally, you have Craig being woken up.
Okay.
What's going on?
So the other day, I had to wake Craig up for something. Like, I was already awake. I don't know, even remember what I was doing, but I had to wake him up, like, in an hour, whatever. So I tried to, like, do it as gently as possible, like, to wake someone up. Because I hate being woken up.
Hate. Same.
If you don't do it the right way.
The house needs to be on fire. And still, I think I'd rather just leave and go. If
you're waking me up, I'm thinking the meanest things in my head that anyone's ever thought about you.
Also, I'm not going to respect you. I'm just going to go, I'm not going to wake up.
I'm not going to talk.
No.
Daggers. So anyway, so I'm waking him up and he like jumps up like something's like really wrong. Like how your mom wakes up when you're like, I'm home. And she's like, oh, and you're like, chill out, you know? And so he woke up like so crazily. And I was like, I'm sorry. Like I tried to like wake you up really nicely. And he was like, well, I just like, I feel like I haven't been, like, woken up in a while. Like, this is, like, it just, like, shocked me. Like, when's the last time, like, someone, like, woke me up? And then I was sitting there and I was like, that's crazy. My life is just perpetually being woken up.
And all I do is get woken up.
And he goes, oh, no, like, I've woken you up at least 300 times in the past 2 years. Like, I have my method down. This is the first time you've ever woken me up.
Whenever I have a comedy show, which is almost every night.
Yeah.
Des always calls me an hour before just in case I'm still sleeping. And I have to go, hi. And he goes, are you awake? And I go, just woke up.
I just had an alarm to come here today.
Okay. I've been late to things and I'm like, I'm sorry, 2 o'clock is like prime napping hour for me.
If I can take a quick 15-minuter, I'm doing it. Like, people don't understand that about us.
Well, people don't understand because they'll look at my calendar and they'll be like, oh, so you're free in between these times. And I go, That's – my eyes are closed. My eyes are closed.
I woke up at 5:30 this morning. I needed a midday nap.
No, you need an 8 a.m. nap
if
you wake up at that time.
Yeah,
no. I don't care. It's socially constructed when you should and shouldn't sleep.
But I agree.
My favorite thing about Des is that, like, I won't wake up for anything. Like, he'll wake up and be like, what a horrible night's sleep. There was an alarm going off.
Yep.
Like, someone was, like, getting murdered upstairs. And I'm like, I heard nothing.
Yeah.
But he'll wake up, I told you, through movement. Because he's a hunter. That's what he says. He's a hunter. Wait, even though he won't even kill a fly. He won't even kill.
I'm pretty sure he's vegan.
But he's a hunter.
Yeah.
Also, oh my God, for next episode, for Burner Phone, we have people submit. They were submitting like guilty pleasures. They were submitting pet peeves.
Like embarrassing stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get a submission from Craig.
No. My boyfriend?
Yes, your boyfriend Craig. And I'm going to play it next Giggly Squad episode. It was epic.
Hannah, you have to play it now. How am I not? How are you going to say that?
Des didn't send it to me. He has it. We'll do it next episode.
Tune in. He's so attention seeking. He just wants to be on Burner Phone.
Anyways, listen to Burner Phone after this. Giggly Squad, thank you so much. Toronto, we're working on getting the ticket prices right.
Yeah.
Because some of them are pricey. We're trying to make sure they're not festival tickets, but there's still some available.
Chicago, you're rescheduled for December 3rd. And then
you're
going to
get an email about it. So you have priority. And New York City, I think, is basically sold out. Also, finally, our newsletter. So this is what happened. As you guys know, we're terrible with admin. This is a miracle. It's happening. We got so many emails from you guys, which is incredible, but our last system just, like, couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
So we had to move to a bigger, better, incredible system, which we're so happy about, and it's going to start, like, it's coming in your inbox every time, and we're going to have a vlog, so if you missed any previous newsletters, you can see it, because we're, like, very obsessed with our newsletter right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of our whole personality.
Yep.
Anyway, Wait, guys, thank you so much for giggling with us. We love you so much, and we'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye.